Ladies and gentlemen, on April 21st through the 23rd, up in Thousand Oaks, there's going to be a brand new play making its world premiere, four performances only. It's called The Furniture, and it's written by an old pal of mine who I had the pleasure of working with back in the day on Full House. Of course, he also worked on Even Steven and a whole bunch of other shows, including That's So Raven, etc., Kim Possible, all these great shows. So welcome aboard. It's a pleasure. The author of The Furniture, Mark Warren. Mark, how are you, sir?
Doug, how are you?
I am great. Thanks for coming on. Congratulations on this. You know, Mark, everybody that I ever worked with in the sitcom trenches used to say, someday I'm going to do penance for what I've done to America and I'm going to write a play. But you've actually done it.
That's pretty much the story. You know, you've been in those rooms, especially family TV and Disney Channel and that kind of stuff. And the people in there are so smart and so dark, but you can't really flex that muscle. I mean, there's a craft to, you know, doing that kind of television,
right?
and a market for it.
Right.
And, you know, you have kids. They need to go to college. You have a house. You have a dog. So, you know, you got to take care of those things. But, you know, there comes a time when you just want to hear your own voice and push it and see what you can do. So I wrote this play a couple of years ago, and Joel Zwick got involved, who's, you know, directed also every sitcom ever on television. But he also comes from Broadway and a theater background, and he's been instrumental in moving this thing along and giving me guidance on it. And we just teamed up and decided to do it. So we found a great young producer in Victoria Sayegh, who's out in Thousand Oaks, and she read it. And we just put the package together. You know, there just comes a certain time where you just want to go for it.
And the play is called The Furniture. It's Friday, April 21st at 8 p.m., Saturday, April 22nd at 8 p.m., Sunday, April 23rd at 2 and 6. It is a matinee at the Hillcrest Center for the Arts on Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks. And the website is hillcrestarts.com. Hillcrestarts.com for tickets, or 805-381-1246. Tell us about it. The cast, first of all, I am biased because you have two people in the cast who I adore. Mark Taylor is a sensational actor and a good friend.
Yes, he's amazing. Yeah.
And Teresa Ganzel, I worked with on one of the worst shows in the history of television. I mean, arguably the worst show in the history of television. It was called Roxy on CBS with Andrea Martin. And we got canceled after four episodes and had to shoot the last four, Mark, knowing we had already been pulled from the schedule. Oh, that was fun.
That is always a joy. and you're still getting notes, probably.
Oh, yeah. So tell us about The Furniture. Tell us, it's a dark comedy. Tell us about it.
Well, our tagline is, it's sex, lies, and upholstery. And the story is a father, Arthur, has three daughters. His wife passes away. And 6 months later, he calls his daughters, who are in deep conflict with each other, to come home and divide up his ex-wife's furniture. He's getting married. He's met a woman, and he's selling the house. So asking these three women to divide up the furniture is kind of like, you know, throwing a raw hamburger to hungry lions in a cage. But through the process of all these conflicts and these arguments, they come to kind of a new understanding, and all these lies are revealed and conflicts and secrets come out, and they also do some unspeakable things to a couch, which I can't really tell you about on a family radio show, but
maybe this radio, not on a family radio show, maybe not, but this one you probably could get away with it.
Well, this is AM, right?
That's true. We'll wait till the kids go to bed. Now, let me ask you about the writing process, because when you write for, obviously, film, you have almost unlimited visual options. And when you write for a proscenium television show like, for instance, Full House or any of this traditional sitcoms, you obviously have close-ups. You got singles. Occasionally, you can go out of the studio. But when you write for the stage, it's really all in the master, and you have to kind of create your singles and your two shots in stagecraft. I mean, that's got to be an interesting experience to come from the world where you had those sort of built. You didn't have to worry about that so much. The production, the director would take care of that. Now it's really kind of on the playwright's shoulders.
Very much so. But the premise is such that it really all takes place in one room in real time. Well, what we used to call a bottle show, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, where you're trying to save money on sets and and cast and things like that.
This is a bottle radio show, by the way. You have to have three or four bottles to get through it.
I understand. yes, that was challenging, but just the premise was so perfect for that. It's kind of based on a friend's experience down in Florida when his wife passed away. So when I heard the story and he had decided to get remarried and his daughters had this very kind of negative reaction to it, I just thought that and he did call them to the house and say, you know, we're dividing up the furniture. And I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but it struck me as this is an amazing premise for a play.
A
recipe for, exactly. So it just stuck in my mind. And so even though, you know, I come from the TV background, it just felt like this is a chance to really talk about real issues, about the nature of happiness, about aging, about family, about sex. So many issues, and it's funny, too, so don't forget that.
The Furniture, a dark comedy about sex, lies, and upholstery, April 21st through the 23rd at the Hillcrest Center for the Arts in Thousand Oaks. Again, for tickets, 805-381-1246 or hillcrestarts.com. Mark, best of luck with the show. I know Penny and I will get up there to see it on one of those nights, and we appreciate you coming on to talk about it.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it, and I'll see you there. Thanks so much.